The Osgood File, Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. When Superstorm Sandy swept through New York City in October of 2012, it wiped out one quarter of the cell towers in the city, which meant that just when everybody needed their phones for a bona fide emergency, the screen was showing no service. And that gave Jorge and Daniela Perdomo an idea. Why should cell phones have to rely on cell phone towers?
It's time to start your own network and make no service, no problem.
And an app called GoTenna was born. More after this from Charlie. When you make a call on a cell phone, you don't transmit directly to the other phone. A cell tower picks up the signal and relays it. But after losing service during Hurricane Sandy, Jorge Perdomo of Brooklyn decided there needed to be a way to send texts between phones even when the network is down.
We didn't want to reinvent how chat is. We wanted to just enable it in places where it wasn't possible before.
So he and his sister Daniela developed the GoTenna. It's a tiny 2-watt radio transmitter that links to your phone using Bluetooth and is powerful enough to send a signal to another GoTenna device up to a mile away in the city and up to 50 miles away when you're out in the open, so that even if the cell network is down, you can send a text to any GoTenna-equipped phone in range. It can also use GPS to send your location.
GPS on your phone always works, even if you don't have service.
It's a little like a walkie-talkie, but much more private.
Because our radio system is digital as opposed to analog, we can send your message to a specific person or a specific group of people as opposed to just yelling to everyone within range.
Of course, to be useful, a lot of people need to buy them, so they're on pre-sale for $150 for two devices with shipment expected in November, just about at the tail end of hurricane season. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.